how would you be described as what? As quiet what? Don't be so
sensitive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or any other word that you know. If something gets to you, don't be so. That's all right. If it did get to you, he got awfully about that. Or if you saw a dent in your fender, you know, and somebody did it, you would become what? At the person who did this.
Mad.
Uh-huh. Okay, what if there were an explosion, you know, and everybody says, well, wait a minute, now, don't get excited. Do what?
Be calm.
All right, now y'all keep... All right, you said it, that's all right. What did you say now?
Keep calm. Okay.
If you came in from work absolutely, you know, dragging, you would be very, very
tired.
Or what else?
Pooped.
Okay. Then you would be also, how in two words, how would you describe that feeling? I'm just
dead tired.
Okay. Or I'm
okay.
I'm completely
worn out.
Okay, good. How would you describe someone who became suddenly ill? She what? Had to be taken to the hospital, you know. All of a sudden. She what? Oh, that's all right. What do we do with a cold? When we get it, sometimes people say we have to run up to it and what?
We catch it.
Okay. Would you say it any other way? Okay. If you had a cold and you became real
hoarse.
Okay. And you went
cough.
Okay. And I might ask you, Sandra might ask you, what's the matter? Haven't you your medicine yet?
Taken.
Yes, I took it
yesterday.
Yeah. Person cannot hear. He is
deaf.
Person is perspiring. He what?
Sweats.
If you have an ugly place on your hand where stuff comes up, it's a what on your hand or on your body?
A bowl.
Okay. What's in that?
The pus.
Yeah. If you were in Vietnam and you served in the army and you were shot, you would be
wounded.
Or you would have a
wound.
Okay. How would you have you ever heard of cloud flesh? You know what that means? I don't know.
No.
Something I missed. You know what it means? I don't. what is same thing as about as mercuricome or something that you put on your cuts or things, something like mercuricone, what do you call it? It's also put in water for. What is that?
Iodine?
Yeah. Let's see. What is a neutral and a veil term or a hidden term or a softened term for your heart stopping to beat and, you know, you're being buried? What has happened? You have what?
Died.
Or somebody has. All right, how would you want to say that to a person if you were breaking the news that someone he liked or she liked, loved, had?
Say this person had passed away.
then you might say, well, I just don't know what. Now, he's dead, and you say, somebody asks you, well, what was the matter with him? And you say, well, I just don't know what he
died of.
Okay. Where is he placed after he is embalmed and in the casket and the funeral?
Where is he buried?
Uh-huh. Yeah. In what place?
Cemetery.
Okay. Yeah. And what's he buried in?
Grave.